Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
I feel like I'm at the onset of a more authentic second adulthood, and it's going to be better than ever, because, I don't know, it's like I'm unattached to the outcome.
In 1996, Paula Cole asked, "Where have all the cowboys gone?" A few years later, we were asking the same about her, and now she's back with a musical answer. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Singer and songwriter Paula Cole studied music in college, but mainly encountered the business when she started making records. And, hits and a TV theme aside, she now likens the whole experience to a giant hamster wheel. Well, after her 1999 album Amen, she left the runaround, and music altogether for that matter. So returning with a new record called Courage raises the question of why now? And when she brought her band to FUV, Paula Cole explained just that.
I needed to. I needed music to give me life and joy and health again, even financial health. But music is bigger than me. And I was walking away from it because I guess the business had caused me too much trauma. And I felt like a plant in shock that couldn't bloom anymore. And I just needed to hunker down in my roots. And Bobby Colombi befriended me and asked me to sing a couple of standards on Chris Botti's records. So suddenly I found myself singing again in this beautiful environment, like Capitol Studios, a room where Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and Sarah Vaughan used to do their chestnuts with orchestras. And suddenly music was fun because it was live again.
Right.
And I realized how much I need it and I miss it. And to walk away, to turn your back on something that's been given to you so mysteriously, I think would have disastrous consequences in my life later. And I needed to honor that.
So I stopped talking and fade to bleak, feeling insignificant at your feet and weak.
Songs started to come easily. Did you turn to friends for some help and guidance? Was it a private thing?
I collaborated for the first time in my life because songwriting had been this solitary experience of me and a piano in a room closed off. Oh, and I wasn't producing because I had produced my last two albums. So I was opened up to criticism. I mean, sometimes he would be brutal and tell me right away that he didn't like an idea, and I had to be a big girl, you know, and get over it quickly and come with a new idea to the table. And that was really healthy for me. So I had some help. It opened the music. It's more eclectic. I was also in an unhappy marriage. So in that time, and me not being smart about identifying my feelings in that marriage, I was writing songs that were helping me see what I was feeling. They would just kind of come free associatively on the page, and then I would understand what I was feeling.
Lord, make me an arrow to pierce through the lies. Coming down, coming down. Lord, make me a lens to better see my life. Coming down, coming down. Lord, make me an instrument. Sing away the pain, this rushing river.
Coming down, new music from Paula Cole, performed live at WFUV. For the complete conversation and many other exclusive interviews, visit the archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.